the more, you know, the more you can get into the Spirit while you're worshiping, the freer you're going to get. And the more the presence of God will fill his place. You know, it only takes one person to bring the presence of God into a place. And we've got five of us, six if Dylan stayed, but five. Just picking on you, Dylan. We have all of us, and the presence of God can be so rich and thick and just set people free, set ourselves free and others. Amen. So let's do it.
You make me wanna see. Thank you, Lord. You make me wanna clap my hands.
fun to worship with. You rescued me from misery. You put your songs inside my mouth. You gave me hope to sing again. The way you love me makes me shout. Woo!
My soul, magnifies you, Lord.
Jesus is right here. He is one with you. Marta, will you please come up here in the front? I feel like the Lord, the Holy Ghost wants to minister to you right now. He's just, his love for you, his anointing, his power is for you right now. And you remember in the book of Acts when Paul was dragged out of the city and stoned, and the believers gathered around him and he got back up and he went back in the city and the Lord raised him up. So believers, you believers, come around here. There is power in the unity of the believers. Now, Miss Marta has been suffering, really grievous suffering, and it's the end right now, right? We're going to put an end to this. are going to put an end to this suffering right now in the name of Jesus. We release tangible healing, anointing, and victory. Hallelujah. Thank you for a breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus. Stay right here, right now, and just worship the Lord again. Let's lift our hearts to the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. You're such a good God, Lord. Nothing is impossible for you. Impossible, creator of all things. that wherever you are in your life right now, it doesn't have to stay the same. God can so totally change your life and turn your world around that you couldn't even hardly believe you were ever in this place because of how much he can do to transform you. Exalted, he said, in the earth. You hug somebody and then you can find your seat. Whew. Praise God.
Sure. She got a little cough. Go ahead, Dennis.
Oh, thank you, Father, for this young one. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this child. Satan shall not be in this body. You have no place.
That's right.
The Spirit of the living God shall inhabit this body. This child shall grow and mature in God. She shall remain in God. She shall give her life to God.
Mm-hmm.
Foul
thank
spirit
you,
of cough, be gone from this child.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, be
thank
healed.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. When we were just worshiping the Lord, did anybody have something that the Lord showed them?
Yeah.
What did he show you?
I was like running past people.
Can't hear.
Sorry, I'll put this up here.
I was running past people and like I believe to be like laying on the hands of them. And every person was going out. And I was like,
sense the anointing flowing?
Yes.
Through you, like you see your ministry or something?
Yes, I believe.
Awesome.
Cool. Did anybody else see something when you're just worshiping the Lord? Anything, even just seeing the Lord or seeing anything in your heart? Yeah. Yeah.
I saw what he was needed to do with my future.
Uh-huh.
I've been praying and praying and praying and he told me about what he wants me to do.
God supernaturally moved
mm-hmm.
for you.
Yes, he did.
It's like...
And he says he's going to take care of my three health problems. So.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Please
not to worry about
your
that.
Faith,
faith
is drawing the
mm-hmm.
power of God.
Yes.
It is, because God doesn't disappoint. Sorry, Tim, you'll have to turn it back down again. The Lord doesn't disappoint those who trust in him. And you are running to God.
Yes.
And so he's going to definitely... meet you. Did you want to testify, Miss Shannon?
Yeah.
Would you like to testify? Or put you on the spot?
Yeah, sure.
Would you like to? She has a good testimony.
It's in this little
shirt. Yeah. That's like really loud, Tim.
It is. Sorry, I should have had a handheld,
anyway.
But.
That's okay.
Just put it a little closer.
I had, the doctors told me I had cancer in my breast, and so I went to, day before yesterday, or yesterday, I guess, yesterday. So anyway, the Lord gave me a scripture in Exodus 14. The Lord gave me a scripture in Exodus chapter 14. Can you hear that now?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. So anyway, I was going to read it to you, and I got to find it. It's in Exodus chapter 14, and I think it starts with verse 13. Oh, and it says, And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of Jehovah, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever.
Mm-hmm.
Jehovah will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And I got up yesterday morning. I woke up at about 4:30. I couldn't sleep. And so I just read this, because I've been reading from Genesis on, and I'm up to Exodus. And it's just where I actually had been reading. And when I read this, I really felt the Lord said, today, that enemy will never come back again. And I went to the doctor, and they said that I had no signs of cancer. So praise the Lord.
Praise God.
God is good.
Amen. God is good. He never disappoints those who trust in him either. And his word doesn't fail. If we're standing on his word, we will never fail. Right? Because he will never fail. Okay, the Lord dropped something in my heart. And let's pray. Actually, let's receive the offering and then pray too. So we won't forget. Lord, we thank you for this offering. Let it be blessed, blessed in Jesus' name. And the givers, Lord, let them be blessed in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray by the Holy Spirit that you will speak to our hearts, that you will breathe faith, living faith, and make it strong and pulsating inside our hearts tonight, that you are the healer. And that no one can shake us off of your word, Lord, that we stand on. I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So the Lord dropped this
impression, this thought in my heart, that absolutes build faith. And I'd heard Pastor Wayne say it years ago, but he hadn't said it recently. Do you remember him saying it? So absolutes, maybe Brother Hagin had said it, absolutes build faith. If you had a supposition or you suppose something were to work, you say sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, it doesn't give you faith. Nope. Unless you said absolutely 100% guaranteed, then you have faith. Amen. And so absolutes will put faith in you. And there's a lot of absolute sayings in the Bible, thousands of them actually. And we're going to look at a few of them tonight, but I want you to know that when we look at the Word of God, we're not philosophizing. We're not saying, well, I wonder what this means, and I think this, and this is my opinion, and so Dr. So-and-so says it this way, but Dr. Other So-and-so says it the other way, and you just never really know what it means. We're not that at all. We're going to look at the black and white printing. Actually, it's going to be white and red on their screen, but, you know, we're going to look at what the Bible really says and leave it just plain scripture. It's the Bible. Selah. Pause and think about it, right? And so there are absolutes in his word. Brother Hagin used to say a theory, you know what a theory was? He'd always ask that, you know what a theory is? It's a supposition based upon ignorance of the subject under discussion. Something like that, based on ignorance of the subject. But then as he was preaching, Brother Hagin would quote a verse, or say a verse, read a verse, quote it, and he would have people argue with him and say, well, we don't believe it that way. We don't believe the way you interpreted the scriptures. And he'd say, and he would tell them, I didn't interpret it. I just quoted it. Right. I didn't interpret it. I just told you what it said word for word, verbatim. I didn't put my slant on it or anything. It's the word. And these absolutes are going to put this rock solid faith in you. And when, Marta, when you get the faith that lights you up inside and you say, I see it, your healing will be done. It'll be accomplished. It'll be finished. You know what I'm saying? That faith is all you need to get a hold of. When you see it in God's word and he said you're healed, and you see it in the word and the light bulb comes on inside you, that's all you need. I mean, after that, the symptoms will just have to go because you got God's word on it. Get revelation of it. Psalm 34. And I'm going to start in verse 9. Okay. Psalm 34, verse 9. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Feel like you have any lacks in your life right now, you're lacking things, you're not quite where you want to be in life, it says just worship the Lord. That's what fear the Lord means. Just worship the Lord. There is no lack to those that worship him and fear him. No lack, no want. Can you see yourself that way? Get a picture of yourself. No lack in any area of your whole life. Just sound and whole and blessed, coming and going, top to bottom, head and tail, feet. I mean, just totally blessed. And then the next verse says, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want or lack any good thing. Now that is an absolute right there. He didn't say you wouldn't lack for some things. Maybe you lack a few things and maybe not other things. Nope. He said you would not lack any good thing. Any good thing. Is healing a good thing? Yes. You're not going to lack for healing. You're not going to lack for a healthy body and life abundantly. Verse 17. The righteous cry and the Lord hears.
Praise God. And not only did he hear them crying out, delivers them out of all their troubles.
Amen.
The Lord didn't just hear your cries. He delivers you out of all your troubles. All of them. If there are any troubles that you've got, get ready to be delivered. Right? It's not over yet. It's not over until the deliverance is complete. And, you know, it's all really a smokescreen. The devil wants us to believe that we're all going under and we're going to perish and we're just going to fall apart and we're just going to be a mess. And it's all just fake. It's all a bluff. It's all him making up stories and trying to get you scared and worried. When the truth is, the Lord delivers you out of all your troubles. Now look at verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of some of them.
All of them.
He delivers out of them all. All of them. Everyone. Man, you know, sometimes I think some of these scriptures that we've heard many times, we should just like put it on repeat and just hear it over and over and over. Maybe you could go the whole day and just say, the Lord delivers me out of them all. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. The Lord delivers them out of them all. And you just go all day long. You're saying, I'm being delivered. I'm getting delivered out of this because, I mean, all means all. So I'm getting delivered here. Verse 22, the Lord redeems the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Nobody that trusts in the Lord will be desolate. Praise God. Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Some people say, you know, the Lord will give you your needs, but he doesn't necessarily give you all your wants. But according to this verse, the Lord will give you the very desire of your heart. What do you desire in your heart? It's not impossible. If you can desire it, what is Ephesians 3:20? He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all you could ask or think. You can't even hardly imagine it, how much he's able to do more than that. I'm preaching to you tonight. Sometimes I'm teaching you and giving you some information, but tonight I'm exhorting you and I'm preaching to you. I'm saying, this is the word of God. He will give you the desires of your heart. Now, when I was wanting to have children for all those years, people would ask me, are you going to adopt? Because it had been 15 years before Rachel came along. And so all those years, they'd say, are you going to adopt children? I said, no, that's not the desire of my heart. And God said, if I delighted in him, and I really do delight in him, I like him a lot, and I delight in him. And he said he would give me the desire of my heart. And the desire of my heart is to have little children that look like me and look like Dan and act like us. And I'm telling you, Rachel is a mixture of Dan and me. I mean, yeah. She definitely is. And God does it. And when I had Rachel and I stood there at the baby dedication service and I held Rachel and I testified and I said, look what the Lord has done, how he proved his word. I felt so validated. I felt like I was right to trust God. I mean, didn't matter. People made fun of me like, you are so weird. You are so crazy for trying to believe God after all these years and you don't have any reason to believe him. I was right to trust him. I got proof. Amen. Amen. So you just take my testimony and you just keep standing. Whatever you need, it's not done yet. God's working it for you. You know, the angels right now are out there bringing in money and they're bringing in things that you need. They're setting up circumstances to bring you to the place where you need to be. They're setting up people to come across your path that will encourage you and give you the things you need.
Amen.
And God is working right now. Did you know, is it in Psalm 126 or 127 where it says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it? It's like, is it 126? I guess we're kind of close. We could look and see. Let's see. Nope, it's not that one. It is 27, okay. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city. The watchman waketh but in vain. It's vain for you to rise up early and sit up late to eat the bread of sorrow. For he gives his beloved sleep. And there are many translations that say he gives to his beloved in their sleep, while they're sleeping. Right? Have you seen those, Tim? There's other translations. I don't know if it's NIV or if it's NAS or some other ones that say he gives to his beloved. Well, he grants sleep to those he loves. You can take that one too, right? If you're having trouble with sleep. He gives sleep to those that he loves. But he also gives blessings. There you go, amplified. Gives blessings to his beloved in sleep. While you're sleeping and just under the blanket and the pillow, and you're just snoozing, God is out there doing stuff and working out blessings for you. He is an awesome shepherd. Amen. You know, he's the one that goes ahead and prepares the way and guides us and shows us where the right food is and the good quiet waters are. And he just guides us and brings us to the place where we should be and where all the blessings are. Good preaching, amen. Desires is plural. He doesn't just give you one. Actually, where's the scripture? Psalm 68:19. Let me see if I can find it faster than Tim. I doubt it. You're too fast. Okay. Psalm 68:19 says, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. I mean, he didn't just load us with benefits when we got saved. Today, he loads us up. Yesterday, tomorrow, he constantly is loading us up with benefits. Now, wouldn't you love to have a boss like that? You worked for a boss that they just loaded you with all the benefits of your job, you know. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Man, you just don't have health insurance and sick days or something. But no, he just loads you up and loads you up and loads you up and loads you up with benefits. He will give you the very desires of your heart and he will load it up. Some people are driving around and they're empty. And it sounds like a couple of pop cans, you know, in the back of a pickup truck. You know, just empty. But you need to back up your truck and get a load from God. He wants to pile it on. That's just his nature. That's just his character. It's who he is. He's too much. Remember when he filled up Peter and John's boat with too many fish? They were about to sink the boat. I mean, he just wants to load you up. He wants to pile it on and say, is that enough? And you say, that's enough, God, too much. I can't take it anymore. And he just, oh, it's not enough yet. And he just keeps pouring it on us. Right? Too much. He gives us way too much. And in Psalm 84, verse 11, says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Now, you don't have to be scared of that walking uprightly thing because Jesus did it for us. He walked uprightly. He was perfect, and he has given us his righteousness. He took our sins, gave us his righteousness. So this is for us. This verse is for us. You can say, no good thing will he withhold from those who have received Jesus' gift of righteousness. Amen. You know? Right? No good thing. Is healing a good thing? Yes. Yeah. He's not going to withhold it. God's not holding back anything. It's the devil, of course. And we just have to stomp on his head and say, that's mine. I'm going to have that healing. It belongs to me. Right? Psalm 57, verse 2. This is an interesting verse. It says, I will cry unto God most high, unto God that performeth all things for me. What does the Amplified say there, Tim? In there, he performeth all things for me. He says, I will cry to God most high who performs on my behalf and rewards me, who brings to pass his purposes for me and surely completes them. You could, instead of that word surely, you could say absolutely. Remember, absolutes build faith. He will absolutely complete those things in your life, everything. That he will bring it to pass and complete it. Whew, praise God. How about Psalm 103? Verse 1 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Oh, bless his holy name. Verse 2 says, forget not all his benefits. You know, that word benefits is plural. And I guess there's some people that preach that you only have one benefit. You escape hell. But you know that we have a lot more benefits than that. We're not just going to miss hell. Praise God for that one. Yeah. Amen. Man. Awesome. But God has given us way more than that. He said that forget not all his benefits. All of them. This is not just for a few people. This is for you. Say that. This is for me. All of God's benefits are mine. Say it. All of them are mine. That sounds like, is it 1 Corinthians 3:21 where it says all things are yours? The Lord said all things are yours. I think it's first, might be second, but I think it's first. Yep, first. For all things are yours. All things. All things. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the Lord God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. All of them. Is healing a spiritual blessing? Amen. Except for it's manifested in your physical body, right? But it's a heavenly blessing, a spiritual blessing that comes from God Almighty. And it belongs to us. Now, I've only given you a few, right? There are thousands of these verses in the Bible that say all, it's for everyone, anything, anyone, whosoever, right? It just goes on and on and on. Well, let's just feed your faith some more. How about Psalm 10 and verse, I'm sorry, Proverbs 10 and verse 24. The fear of the wicked shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. Shall be granted. You could just hear God the Father, and you come to him and say, Father, I need this. And he says, granted. Awesome. You just go your way. Woohoo! I was granted the very desire I needed. Right? And God the Father provides everything we need. Granted. Shall be granted. Oh, that's so awesome. It makes you want to desire some more things, you know? Maybe we're desiring too little. Maybe we need to expand our requests.
Have not because you ask not.
Now, you know, Shannon was just here, and when we went to Turkey the first time back in 2002, She's really good about asking for things, and she gets things just because she asks. So one day we were in a restaurant in Turkey, and it was during a time that they were having the World Cup, the soccer thing, and Turkey was in the World Cup that year. And so the waiter that came to the table had this jersey on that had Turkey and the World Cup kind of thing on it. And Shannon, she says, I'd like one of those shirts. Can I have your shirt? He's real bold like that. And he's like, well, okay. And he goes and he gives her the shirt. I'm like, oh, we didn't get one. Well, we didn't ask for one.
She was bold enough to ask. And the desire of the righteous shall be granted. Let me give you another scripture. When you go to Mexico, man. In John chapter 14 and verse 13. And whatsoever, would that include healing? Whatsoever? Yes. Would that include your financial needs to be met? Whatsoever? Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, of course you ask in Jesus' name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. The Father gets glory when we get things. When we ask and we receive from him, he gets glory through it. You're not twisting his arm. I don't know if y'all know Carmen, that the singer, like the Italian guy, the Christian singer, and he used to do a lot of stuff back in the 80s and 90s and stuff. And he had this one song that I love so much. It said something about asking, how do the words go to it? He said, ask of me. Don't look to any other. Can't you see? You'll never be a bother. And he said, just ask of me. It's such an old song. It's got to be like 30 years old. But but it's something like that, that the Lord says, if you will only just look to me, just ask of me. God wants us to ask of him and not ask of everywhere else and search for it in all these different places. But to just go to him. He loves it. He wants us. We're his children. He said, don't be afraid, my child, and just come, ask of me. He loves it when we ask. But the next verse is even clearer than that. Chapter 14, verse 14. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Amen.
All right, so what do you need? The Lord said, if you ask anything in his name, he'll do it. What you guys need? Let's ask. let's just be as bold as Shannon was.
Okay.
And just ask.
Wisdom.
You need some wisdom? Some stuff that you're going through? The Lord said in James 1:5, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all men liberally. And he doesn't upbraid you. He doesn't make fun of you for asking. He gives liberally. And he said to pray for boldness too. So that's a good request. We could all use some boldness, huh? Does anybody need some financial things right now? You need to have a specific amount, because when we're going to ask right now, we're going to ask a specific thing. It was probably like 20 years ago or so that Dan and I were in December. We were looking at December coming up, and we were thinking, oh Lord, we need a lot this December, because we had to pay our car insurance and we had to pay some other bills, and it was more than what our income was going to bring in. And so we wrote it all on a piece of paper, how much we needed. And we took hands together and we just prayed the prayer of agreement. And we said, we claim this amount of money to come in, and devil, take your hands off of our money. Angels, bring it in. And we just said it just clear like that. Brother Hagin taught us, and the Lord told him, to pray like that. I am serious when I tell you that money started coming in from all kinds of places and people. And Dan got a job, and one of the this guy wanted him to build a mantle over his fireplace, like a nice woodwork thing around the fireplace. And so he said, give me a bill for it. And so he said, is $400 good? He said, are you sure that's enough? He's like, well, let's see. And he's like, well, maybe about $600, He's like, that's fine, do the work. So Dan does the work. And then after he's finished, the guy just loved it. It was real simple for Dan. It only took him a day, a few hours, And the guy said, okay, write me out a bill, please. And so he says, is $600 good? He's like, are you sure that's enough? And he said, just write it out for $700. And that was in that month that we had called in money. And he gave him another job too. The very last day of that month, December, someone handed us $20, and it completed how much we needed for that month. That last $20 came in the last. So we're gonna do that. We're gonna pray. And do you have a specific amount? You don't have to tell me, but if you've got it, you could write it down, or you could just know it and write, you know, remember it, because we're gonna pray right now. And the Lord Jesus said, oh, where did our verse go? If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. I will do it. Now, that word will in the Greek is the strongest verb tense that could be there. And I heard a minister expounding on that word. And he said that it is tantamount to saying that the Lord is saying, I absolutely will do it. Even if I have to create it, I'll do it. Even if it doesn't even exist. There was a woman that stood on that verse and said, Lord, you said, if we ask, you will do it, even if you got to create it. And the Lord gave her the job that she was asking for, and it had never existed before. It was a brand new job that was created, and she took it, you know. It was the way that the Lord will do it. And the Lord doesn't counterfeit money. He doesn't create it, but he knows where it is. And there are people that can turn loose of several hundred dollars and not even miss it, you know. And the Lord can bring that into you, whatever it is that you need. So you got your specific amount here. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're gonna, this is like 10 after 7 on Thursday night, December 10th. And so we're going to believe that from this moment when we pray, Jesus said, I will do it, that we're going to receive it. And that from this point, we're just going to keep believing and thanking God that that's on the way. And the angels are working and bringing it in, right? All right, so let's pray for the wisdom and the boldness first, and then we'll claim that money that you need, right? Lord, right now, you said ask whatever, anything in your name. And you'll do it. So we ask right now for wisdom. I thank you, Lord, that you give it liberally. We receive the wisdom of God that goes beyond human understanding and reasoning, way beyond, Lord, superior wisdom that just sets us apart, Lord. Thank you for God wisdom, the wisdom of the Holy Ghost inside of us. I thank you right now, Lord. We ask for boldness.